In this bulletin, Victoria enters a statewide 5-day lockdown. States and territories respond with border closures and travel restrictions. And in sport, Nick Kyrgios is out of the Australian Open. Victorians are waking up to their first day of Stage 4 coronavirus restrictions as the state enters a new 5-day lockdown. Premier Daniel Andrews describes the measures as a circuit breaker to curb the spread of the highly contagious UK variant of COVID-19 from the Holiday Inn quarantine outbreak, of which there are at least 13 cases. Residents are only able to leave home to shop for food and essential items, exercise, work or study if unable to do so from home, and provide or receive care. A 5-kilometre travel limit is also in place, along with compulsory face masks indoors and outdoors, and no visitors allowed in homes. All non-essential retail is closed except for supermarkets, pharmacies and bottle shops. The lockdown starts during a weekend that was forecast to be one of the busiest, with the Australian Open, Valentine's Day and the Lunar New Year events taking place. Meanwhile, multiple states across the country are tightening their borders in response to Victoria's latest lockdown. Anyone arriving in New South Wales from Victoria after midnight on Friday must remain in their homes for 5 days. Queensland has declared Greater Melbourne a COVID-19 hotspot, with the state closing its borders to 36 local government areas for 2 weeks from today, while Tasmania has declared Victoria a high-risk state. South Australia's border will also be closed to all Victorians from today. The head of the World Health Organization says no theory about the origin of the coronavirus can be ruled out. A WHO mission to China appeared to reject the idea that the virus may have escaped from a laboratory in the city of Wuhan. Its director, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, addressed a news conference.
Some questions have been raised as to whether some hypotheses have been discarded. Having spoken with some members of the team, I wish to confirm that all hypotheses remain open and require further analysis and studies. Some of that work may lie outside the remit and scope of this mission.
Lawyers for Donald Trump have begun outlining their defense of the former president in his second impeachment trial. He's accused of inciting the rioters who stormed the Capitol building on January the 6th, following his unsubstantiated claims that the election was stolen from him. His lawyer, Michael Van der Veen, said it was a politically motivated witch hunt by Democrats.
The article of impeachment now before the Senate is an unjust and blatantly unconstitutional act of political vengeance. This appalling abuse of the Constitution only further divides our nation. To claim that the president in any way wished, desired, or encouraged lawless or violent behavior is a preposterous and monstrous lie.
To tennis, and Australia's Nick Kyrgios is out of the Australian Open after losing his third round match to Austrian Dominic Thiem. The 5-set match ended over an hour before the start of Victoria's 5-day lockdown. Kyrgios had claimed the first 2 sets before Thiem fought back to take victory. The world number 3 told Channel 9 playing without a crowd in his round 4 match won't be the same.
I always prefer playing in front of a crowd, even if they are not for me. I mean, obviously they are for the... they are obviously for the local hero. There is nothing wrong with that, so I had to accept it, and I still prefer that way more than to play in front of an empty stadium. Unfortunately, next match gonna be empty, so I think everybody is very sad about it.
And the Australian Open will continue, but without spectators for the duration of Victoria's 5-day lockdown. Craig Tiley, Australian Open tournament director, says the safety of everyone is paramount.
Obviously, this is one of our contingency plans. All along in this process, we've said that the number one priority was going to be the safety of the community, the health of the community, as well as of all of our guests, 1,000 guests from around the world. And all the decisions are based around that.
A And now to today's weather. Perth, sunny 32, Adelaide, partly cloudy 24, Melbourne, possible morning drizzle 21, Hobart, partly cloudy 21, Canberra, a shower or two at 26, and Wollongong, similar conditions but 22. Sydney, showers 27 degrees, Newcastle, much the same at 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy with 32, Cairns, a shower or two, 31, and Darwin, a possible shower or storm with 31 degrees. This is SBS Radio News.